Now, we have with us our newest candidate, Kathy Buchanan, who just recently entered. Kathy, before entering, you visited many religious congregations. Could you tell us your experience on these visits, and why did you choose to choose us as the Dominican Sister of Peace? Thank you.
Well, I did visit six different communities all over the eastern half of the United States, and I really wasn't familiar with a lot of the charisms, so I felt it was important to understand the ministries of each of the orders that I visited, and also their mission, because I felt like that really needed to speak to me. And particularly, I visited six communities, and then of the six communities, I felt three of them may have been a good fit for me. So I went back and I visited them a second time. And then from the second visit, it was between two communities. One was the Benedictine community, and of course the Dominican Sisters of Peace. And really what spoke to me between the Benedictine community and the Dominican community was the itinerancy of Dominicans. I liked that there was a diversity in their ministry. There was a diversity in the congregation. Coming from where I live in New Jersey, I live in a very culturally diverse community. So I was used to that, and I really, that spoke to my heart, that not only was it intercultural, but it was also intergenerational. That really spoke to me as well, that there's, like in the house that I'm living in right now, the House of Welcome, you know, there's a nice diversity of cultures and generations. So I can learn from that and experience it from different perspectives. I really felt like that was important. And also the ministries of the Dominican Sisters of Peace, you know, they're in 22 different states. So they're ministering to a whole lot of different cultures and peoples. I like that they do a lot of outreach to the poor and the marginalized. That really spoke to me. That's something I could see me doing. And the one thing that really solidified in my mind was, in every sister that I met and spoke to and that she shared her story, there was something in her story that resonated with my life, that I could see a little piece of her story in my story, and that really connected it for me. I felt like I could be at home in this community, and I felt very welcomed and very joyful. It's just getting more beautiful every day, and I pray God that that continues. So, you know, it's really just knowing in your heart what God's calling you to, and then trying to both find where you fit in the community, and then if the community finds that you're a good fit. So it has to be both ways. It has to be a good fit on your part and the community's part. And the only way you're going to know that is if you're going to visit and talk to the sisters and meet people who are discerning. And that's the other thing that I really enjoyed, is our discernment groups, because there was only one other community that did discernment groups where we could be together and walk this journey together and know that there are other women who are also discerning and asking the same questions that I was asking. So that's been really beneficial, is every month to be able to come and meet and talk to other women from all over the United States who also feel that calling, and to be able to get some questions answered. And Sister June knows I had a lot of questions, and she answered them all. Thank you.
Thank you.